It's very easy to look at something and go, she's this, she's this, she's this, she's this, he's that, he's that, he's that, he's that. And you look at all the surface issues and you can instantly think of five things you don't like about him. It takes no brains at all to do that. What takes intelligence, what takes wisdom, what takes maturity is to find the good, the beautiful in every person and in every situation. That takes maturity.
Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in a series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Recognizing God's Voice.
James chapter 3 gives us some things that Jesus is and some things that Jesus isn't. And if you get an idea, this is a good filter or grid to test the idea. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition, such wisdom, in other words, those thoughts, those ideas, those impressions, such, quote, wisdom, that's of the devil. You know where those ideas came from. The wisdom that comes from God, the ideas, the impressions, the thoughts that come from God, that wisdom is pure, it's peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive and full of mercy, it's impartial and sincere. Now notice, he says, here's a test. There are two things you can know an idea is not from God, and there's seven things you can know it is an idea that is from God. It's not God's wisdom, and it is God's wisdom. First, he says, it's not an idea from God if it's motivated by bitterness or envy. What do you mean by that? God says, if I get an idea on how to get even with somebody, how to get revenge with somebody, how to retaliate to somebody. And I say, you know what? That person hurt me. How can I get them back? Oh, I know. I'm going to get them good. This is a good idea. I know how I'll embarrass them. I know how I'll hurt them back. He says, that idea didn't come from God. That came from the devil. That's a satanic idea. It's a satanic idea. An idea to retaliate, to get even, to get revenge. Those ideas do not come from God. And then he says also, if it's based on envy, if I go out and say, you know what, I'm going to buy this car so people will envy me. I'm going to buy this pair of shoes, this shirt. I'm going to buy this dress so people will be jealous of me. And they're going to look at me and they're going to envy and be jealous of me. God says, you didn't get that idea from me. It didn't come from me, because he says that's from the devil. That wisdom comes from Satan. And then he says also, if it's motivated by selfish ambition, he said, any idea motivated by selfish ambition does not come from God. God doesn't give you self-serving ideas. You come up with plenty of them yourself. He doesn't have to create them for you. You think them up all the time. And so, you know, if you say, I've got a great idea that's just going to make me filthy rich and everybody's going to worship me and everybody's going to be envious of me and jealous of me and I'm going to be the king of the heap and the top dog and everybody else is going to be underneath me and I'm going to be number one, God said, you didn't get that idea from me. Selfish ambition. God said, I didn't put you on earth to bless your selfish ambition. That's not what I put you on earth to do, to live for yourself. See, a lot of people try to use God for their own personal ambition. And they say, well, now God told me to do this. And that's the trump. How do you trump God? But where did that come from? He says it came from the devil. And he says, now, if you get an idea and it's from God, it's going to be one of these things: pure, peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, you know, impartial and sincere. So let's look at these. First, if I get an idea, an impression from God is going to be pure. So if I get an impure thought, that one's obviously did not come from God. And it says, if I get an idea from God, it's going to be peace loving. What does that mean? It means when God gives you an idea, it promotes harmony, not conflict. It promotes reconciliation, not division, not war, not separation. God is not going to give you an idea that to create conflict in your family, to create conflict in your small group, to create conflict at work, to create conflict at church or somewhere else, to divide people into this side and that side. He says, real wisdom is peace loving. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. They are the children of God, the people who build bridges, not build walls. And in life, you're either a bridge builder or you're a wall builder. He says, be peace loving. Now, what does that mean? It means all gossip is satanic. It doesn't come from God. It's satanic. Why? Because the Bible says Satan is the accuser. He is the accuser of Christians. He is the condemner of Christians. His job is to put you down. His job is to condemn you, to criticize you. When you criticize, condemn, and gossip about others, you're just doing the devil's work for you. He says, thank you very much. All gossip is satanic. It's not from God. It's not pure. It's not peace-loving. And number three, it's not considerate. The third thing I ask is, I got this idea. Would it hurt anybody else? Would it harm anybody else? Now, if I get an idea and it'll really help me, but it hurts everybody else, that idea isn't from God. If I get an idea and it's going to help me, but it's going to hurt everybody else in my family, it's going to hurt my wife and my kids, that idea did not come from God. It's real simple, because wisdom from God is considerate. God is concerned about the effects on other people.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God, Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow, and Daring to Wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, if I get an idea and it'll really help me, but it hurts everybody else, that idea isn't from God. If I get an idea and it's going to help me, but it's going to hurt everybody else in my family, it's going to hurt my wife and my kids, that idea did not come from God. It's real simple, because wisdom from God is considerate. God is concerned about the effects on other people. And then it says real wisdom, our ideas, impressions from God, are submissive. What does that mean? Submissive is humble. Submissive is teachable. Submissive is willing to have your idea checked by somebody else. What do you think? When you say to somebody else, what do you think about this idea? You are submitting that idea to them. And so to have an idea from God, if it's really from God, you're more than willing to say to your small group, what do you guys think about this? Guys, if you have an idea and you don't really want to tell your wife about this idea, it didn't come from God. Okay, because you're not willing to submit it to say, what do you think about this, honey? Wives, if you get an idea and you don't really want to check it out with your husband, like, should I buy this? Well, guess what? That's not a submissive attitude. Humble and teachable. If an idea is from God, the Bible says it is submissive. That means you're willing to have it tested. What do you guys think? And you ask around and you ask your small group and, you know, or you ask the people you're working with, your staff, and say, what do you guys think about this idea? You see, when people are prideful and they're unteachable and they are self-righteous, it is a dead giveaway that they're not hearing from God. Because the wisdom of God is pure, peace-loving, considerate, and submissive. Number five, it says, if I get an idea from God, an impression from God, it's full of mercy. What does that mean? It means if I get an idea from God, it's going to make me more forgiving of you. It's going to make me more gracious to you. I'm thinking, man, I've been forgiven. I better forgive everybody else. God has been gracious to me. I better be gracious to everybody else. I say, you know, God has cut me an awful lot of slack. I better cut my wife an awful lot of slack and my kids an awful lot of slack. Why? Because God has been gracious to me. True wisdom, wisdom that comes from God, not human wisdom, not demonic wisdom, but God's wisdom is full of mercy. You know, some people, this is the dead giveaway that they haven't heard from God. They think they have, but they haven't because their attitude proves it. When you find people who think they've heard from God and then they're judgmental and they're critical of everybody else and they're harsh and they're accusatory and they're always judging other people and other churches and other leaders and things like that, you know they have not heard from God. Now, it just seems that all those people have congregated on the internet. And they have these things called blogs. Let me tell you something. It takes no intelligence to criticize. A fool, an idiot can criticize. Anybody, a baby can learn to criticize. You could teach a monkey how to criticize. But it takes maturity and wisdom to find the beauty in every person. It's very easy to look at someone and go, she's this, she's this, she's this, she's this, he's that, he's that, he's that, he's that. And you look at all the surface issues and you can instantly think of five things you don't like about him. It takes no brains at all to do that. What takes intelligence, what takes wisdom, what takes maturity is to find the good, the beautiful in every person and in every situation. That takes maturity. Now, it's full of mercy. That means you're going to be gracious to other people if it's an idea from God. And then it says it's wisdom from God is impartial and sincere. Now, this means you don't use what God tells you to manipulate other people. The words insincere and sincere and impartial are actually in Greek the words adikritos and anipokritos. We get the word hypocrite from adikritos and anipokritos. It means hypocrite. You know what a hypocrite is? You wear a mask. You're fake. You're phony. You're not authentic. You talk one way with this group and another way with this group. When you do that, you're not hearing from God. If it's an idea, it's right out front and it's the same with every person. And you don't try to manipulate or control other people by saying, well, now God told me, and then you go, well, how do you fight with God? I mean, that's like the ultimate weapon to throw down. Well, God told me that. And you go, well, okay, I guess we better do it. No, that means if it's really from God, you don't do that. Now, Tom is going to come and teach us the third filter.
The third way you test an impression is you ask, does my church family confirm it? Now, why is this one so important? Because you were not meant to live life all alone. You were meant to live life in relationship to other people. And so you go to others, other mature people who are trying to follow Christ as well, and you say, what do you think about this? This is why it's so important that you have a church family. Listen to what the Bible says about this in Ephesians 3:10. God's intent is that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known. Through the church, God's wisdom is made known into all eternity and to each one of us individually. He wants to use other people in your life, in my life. Now, what does this mean? This means that if God has genuinely spoken to you, other believers, other people who are following Christ are going to confirm it when you talk to them about it. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, I can see that. This also means if you get an idea, an impression, something from God, and you think, maybe I should do this for this area of my life or for a relationship or for my business, and you have a resistance to telling anybody else about it, that should be a huge red flag. I don't want to tell anybody else. It's either, you know, I look at myself. I like to think things through and make plans. And if I'm resistant to telling somebody else, a lot of times it's just my pride. I just want to feel like I made it up all by myself. It's either my pride or it could be in the back of your mind, you know it's the wrong thing to do. And you know what they're going to say when you tell them. So you just don't want to tell them. Now, why does God want us to get advice from other people? Because he wants to save us from a lot of things. Next verse in your outline says, the wisdom of the righteous can save you. Now, what can it save you? It can save you a lot of time, wasted time in doing the wrong thing. It can save you a lot of pain in making a mistake. I'd rather learn from somebody else's pain than have the pain myself. Can you agree with that one? No doubt about that. It can save you a lot of embarrassment. It can even save your reputation. Sometimes it can save your life. That's how important advice from other people can be in your life. One of the biggest reasons we mess up our lives is either we have no godly friends, no one else in our lives that we can talk to is trying to follow God and live life the kind of way he's made for us to live, or I've got some friends, but I just won't listen to them in this case. I just want to do what I want to do no matter what. So I got to build godly relationships into my life. Now, this is why every one of us, we need something in our lives. You probably know what it is. We all need a small group. You know this already. In fact, most of you are in a small group, but maybe you were in one and you've gotten out of one, or you've never been in one, and it's the time, it's just the hassle. If you're not in a small group, you're skating on thin ice and you don't know where the thin ice is. You need a small group for feedback when it comes to hearing from God, impressions from God. Proverbs 11:14 says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So if you want to make fewer mistakes, then you get all the godly advice that you can get and you follow it. With one big disclaimer on that one. There are some people, they've got an idea, and they go ask 10 people, and they realize it's wrong. So then they go ask 99 people, just looking for one person who will agree with them. I'm not saying to do that. What you do is you just find some people that are trying to follow Christ, trying to live the kind of life God's given us to live, and you ask them, and you allow them to be a part of testing God's impressions in your life.
Now, the fourth test is a test that will save you an awful lot of money if you'll really listen to it. I have met so many well-meaning Christians who've gone off and started businesses, and then they failed, and they lost a lot of money from it because they didn't go through this fourth test. And they would say, well, you know, it passed the first three. I want to start this business. Does it agree with the Bible? Yeah, it's not unbiblical. Does it make me more like Christ? Yes, I can become more like Christ in starting this business. Does my small group confirm it? And the church family and other mature, they say, yeah, you'd be good at that. Try that. But they didn't really look at the fourth test. And the fourth test is this. Is it consistent with how God shaped me? Is this idea that I've got, this impression, this thought, is it consistent with how God has shaped me?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For? How Much You Matter to God? Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow? And Daring to Wait on God? This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You've heard me talk about the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no believer, no Bible, and no body of Christ, no known Christian or church in those tribes. And one of the goals at Daily Hope is to take the good news into those areas so that there is a Bible and a believer and a church planted there. Now, the way we do this is what's called the near neighbor strategy. Some of these tribes, if you're an American, you couldn't go into because you're of a different nationality. But a near neighbor who lives within 20 miles or 50 miles or 100 miles, they could reach those people that we can't. So here's the strategy of Daily Hope. We train pastors. And we train pastors in countries all around the world. We've trained over 500,000 pastors from 164 countries. And this year, we're focusing particularly on Africa. We have a strategy we started a few years ago called the All Africa Strategy. And what we do is we're bringing in the leading pastors and church leaders from all 56 African nations. And we've been training them in Rwanda on how to build healthy churches that bring people in, build them up to maturity, train them for their ministry, and send them out on their life mission. And we are then matching pastors from America with pastors in Africa to partner together to develop a nationwide strategy. We've already had 26 nations in Africa begin the training. Another 26 nations are starting in a month or two. And we already have about 160 pastors from America who have started working with our churches in Africa. These pastors are partnering. Your church could partner with an African church or churches to help take a nationwide strategy of building healthy churches that can reach these unreached people groups. It's a big vision. It's a simple vision, but it's one that when you give to Daily Hope, you're supporting. So when you give to Daily Hope, you're not just supporting the broadcast here. And remember, I don't take any money for this. I serve this ministry for free. But we are actually using your gifts to spread the good news around the world, to train other pastors around the world. You have a part and a partnership in the Great Commission in Africa and in all of the seven continents. Now, I just want to say thank you for your support. Many of you have been faithful in the past year, and particularly it's these monthly gifts that come every single month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're able to give. It's the regularity that allows us to keep on reaching into new areas, new tribes, new countries, and a new vision. Now, you can give to Daily Hope online. You go to the website, PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Pretty easy. And just make your gift there. Thank you so much for your heart to reach people around the world. It's my heart. I know it's your heart. And together, we can take the message of hope to the least, to the last, and the lost all around the world. God bless you for what you're doing.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.